Good morning, Jeff, and happy holidays.
And gobble gobble to you, Wayne.
Well, the big news in Virginia politics this week, of course, was the certification by the State Board of Elections of the November 5th election results and the announcement by Republican candidate for Attorney General Mark Obenchain that he will seek a recount.
And Mark Obenchain is entitled to that recount at public expense. Mark Herring, the Democrats' majority, less than one half of 1%. So on we go. And there are a couple of things that need to be pointed out here. One, this is going to be a much closer, or more closely administered recount than in past years, in part because of Creed Eads, who was defeated by Bob McDonald in 05 for attorney general. It went to a recount. As a consequence, electronic ballots are going to be more closely scrutinized, actually tapes fully rerun, as opposed to simply checking numbers on books against the backs of machines. Also, this will be the prerogative of a special court, a recount court, in the Richmond Circuit Court specifically, and there's a good chance, perhaps, that the chief judge of the Richmond Circuit Court, Brad Covito, will preside. Brad Covito has a special tie to the Obenchain family. He was a worker for the Dick Obenchain Senate campaign in 1978 and was one of the last people to see Dick Obenchain alive before the crash that claimed his life in 1978. Now, if Mark Herring's majority holds up, the Democrats will have a sweep for the first time since 1989. It'll be the first time since 1969 that the Democrats will have controlled all five statewide offices. That would include, of course, the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, the attorney general's office, and the two U.S. Senate seats.
The chairman of the Board of Elections said he was concerned about the integrity of the election. What do you think he meant?
Charlie Judd, a Republican appointee, once a Jerry Falwell hand. Folks are wondering, is he essentially perfecting the record for Mark Obenchain for perhaps the nuclear option, if you will, a contest in which Obenchain could turn to the General Assembly to decide the Attorney General's office by a majority vote of a Republican-controlled General Assembly. But a contest is a very rare step, not unusual in state law. There are many states that have this provision, but clearly the partisan makeup of the Assembly would favor Obenchain. 2 points about the contest, if there were one. What a candidate has to demonstrate is that the outcome of the election is wrong. It is incorrect, and it is a consequence of a poorly or improperly administered election. So what Obenchain would have to do is go to the Assembly with evidence that the election had been screwed up.
And the Assembly could just disregard the votes by the voters, and essentially it boils down to a majority of the 140 members of the General Assembly sitting as a joint session.
Correct. And, of course, there are 87 Republicans in the House and Senate. Obenchain would need only 71 votes to take the Attorney General's office. It would seem that there would be more than enough Republicans around to pull that off.
If that's what it comes to, it seems like it would be terribly disruptive for the next at least 4 years, if not longer.
And already editorial pages are warning Obenchain against taking this step. Even Governor McDonald, who went through that recount in 05 as a candidate for attorney general, says that a contest there's no justification for it.
State Senator Creed Eads is recovering from his injuries where he was stabbed by his son, who apparently then committed suicide. And Deeds says he will devote his future legislative career to improving Virginia's mental health system. Governor McDonald has indicated he may put something in his budget or in his legislative proposals about upgrading Virginia's mental health treatment capabilities. Interesting in that Deeds and McDonald kind of have a history. They ran against each other twice in previous elections, as you referred to.
Yes, and Deeds making those remarks in his hometown paper, the Highland Recorder. A very, very sad story, clearly. Governor McDonald and Senator Deeds do have a special bond, one forged by adversity. They were opponents twice, in 05 for Attorney General, in 09 for Governor. They have a lot in common, hardworking middle-class guys with large families and sons who have been in trouble.